Of course.
Would indeed.
An attempt made in the virtual presence of the President of the United States, which was frustrated only because the judge refused to listen to the offer, they said.
My God, that's scary.
An investigation will be credible only if this court cleans house as the President did with his associates. I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg.
That iceberg analogy is going to turn around left and right, isn't it?
He said he wants to know what else Lilly and Hunt did in carrying on their investigation.
The judge.
He said he will await over additional material.
You can hear yourself soon, Mark.
The judge told the defense attorney the motion to dismiss should be predicated on the full information possible. He wants to get it out of the judge, which is good. He said the case should not go to the jury until he has had the opportunity to obtain the information and evaluate it.
We'll hear your voice.
Can you hear it? Yeah, we passed the milk. But I'll pour it.
Good. Well, Wooten said the investigation should include the question of whether government officials should be subjected to criminal prosecution for such crimes or obstruction of justice and perjury.
What was your number?
That's my number!
This one was?
Yeah!
All right, here.
Because the President told Ehrlichman to investigate Pentagon papers independently of the FBI.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible. You know, that's like having a secret police. It really is.
Constantly. You know, they come out that he's headed going for years.
Probably has files on all of us. Everyone who gave money to McGovern probably has a file.
So the President, Mr. Ehrlichman recalled that sometime in 1951, the President had expressed interest in the problem with unauthorized disclosure of classified government information and asked him to make inquiries independent of concurrent FBI investigations.
And he was really his henchman.
Mr. Ehrlichman assumed this responsibility and was assisted in this endeavor by two other people. A decision was made by them to conduct some investigation in the Pentagon Papers leak matter directly out of the White House. G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt were designated to conduct this investigation. So these guys were constantly under their service doing things.
It's just frightening.
Well, it'll come out.
Well, fortunately for the press, it's coming out. Mm-hmm. He couldn't suppress the press. Otherwise, he really would have had a real little dictatorial scene going there.
Mommy.
Yes.
Turn it on.
You want me to turn it on? What will we hear?
Let me turn it on.
Daddy's voice telling us what the world is.
That's right. We will hear. We better be careful with these tapes.
Turn it on, Chew.
Some people
hear that.
And Daddy
will
say, hey, is that me talking?
Probably. You know whose birthday it is?
What?
Christopher Roberts. He's 2 years old.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Where?
What do you think we should buy him?
I think you can make something for him.
Like what?
I don't know, some little thing.
Maybe we should give him one of our puppets. That'd be a good idea.
Let's see, Julia.
Or I think we should give him some crayons with a pad.
Let's see. Grandma Bertha?
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave her a birthday present, didn't we?
Why?
Yes, we brought her some flowers.
And it's Christopher's birthday.
Where did Christopher go?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Where did he go?
Where does he live? No, that's where you live. Christopher lives on Carnarvon in his house with Judy and Daniel and Jim.
Guess who got born first in their family? Pack me cereal.
You want some cereal?
Pack me.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Give her a little tiny bit.
Just a little bit. Don't take much. Oh. Okay, give me back the cereal. You put the cereal right in here. Okay, put it there. On the plate. There we go. Okay,
I'll get you the bowl just a minute. Well, Joanna, that gives a tummy ache.
You told me you had a tummy ache already.
Thank you, you've eaten enough. You ate a piece of toast.
I was hungry.
Good. And a full bowl of cream.
I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. If you don't give me anything else, I'll be hungry right after breakfast.
Well, Joanna, I think that's really enough. Oh, look, you don't even have your foot. Joanna, it's your stomach.
Oh. Don't tell us
about
the tummy.
Tell me that, oops, the chair.
Don't tell us about the tummy. I think you will. I just think that you will.
Take it in a cereal. And so I won't.
Okay.
Look how much I took.
Uh-oh. What happened, sweetie? No, it was an accident. Come on, dear. Are you all right, Joanna? Did your cry hurt or are you
good?
Okay.
Well, stay up there and finish your cereal.
How did you fall?
You
tumbled right off the chair. You okay? Just a minute, Laura. I can only do one thing at a time. Are you all right? Oh, I hope so. Climb back up. You're okay. We'll just leave the cereal up in the shed. Honey, don't bother putting it back in.
Mom?
What? Thank you. Pardon me?
When I feel, I don't have a stomachache.
You don't have a stomachache. Good. But who's going to make poo-poo in the potty today?
Me. Me. How about Wee-Wee's?
What
you
say it,
so you don't have karma.
Oop. What is karma?
I don't know. I learned it from American
Josh.
I don't know what karma is.
I don't know what it is either. So you know a wise idea?
What?
It's not good to use a word when you don't know what it means.
I know it means something good, so I'm
going to
use it.
Well, it doesn't mean something good necessarily. I don't know what it means.
Daddy!
Yes?
I sort of do it, so I
can. Yeah, so look at milk in the cherry.
Daddy?
Yes?
Can
you get one? Sure you can. Latching?
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 Uh-huh.
What's juba juba juba
juba?
Four people on your committee?
See, we're welcome, oh. Joanne. Don't do close it. Your eyes.
Yeah, but she seemed to think I should
Mom,
find
me.
That her instead of
Mom. Mom?
What?
Say, where are where could
where
Joanne?
Where could Joanne be?
And close your eyes. Well, I turned the pages. Should I say to open them? Don't
okay,
look at
vacation in Hawaii.
No. We might make a show.
We might, I doubt it.
Maybe a week's vacation in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm. It might be nice at the Santa Barbara Biltmore Hotel. With swimming and eating and the sun.
Some baths.
Swimming in that lovely coral casino.
How about some baths?
Sunbath.
How about baths in the bathtub?
Don't take my coffee cup.
No, listen to the coffee cup. God, Laura. I'm gonna
put a crayon. Laura, do not eat crayon. That's really all we need.
And a thick tummy.
Better.
That's your fork.
Your fork.
No, it's your fork. Do you need any money, Sue?
No.
Do you need any money, Daddy?
I might.
So, I'm going to... I'm going to stay there if Vicky would like to babysit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You call.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Carl?
Would you get that out of your mouth? And you really are not interested in the weekend experience, would you?
I'm working Saturday.
I know, but you know, from the Sunday also.
No, I'm working Saturday. And
no, you're not interested. Okay. That's all I wanted to
know. Much for me. Probably have to make grounds someday. What?
You think you know what you're doing.
Oh, careful.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Could I say?
Go ahead, I'll take it. What did you do, sir?
Warm me no matter what.
Oh, bear. Come on, you go. Well, it happens.
I'm our eldest, so.
We're each being rejected. And think of it, I get the ultimate rejection. You may not cut up Dee Dee's story, you can only cut up your paper.
I was trying to make it like a short story. You know how sometimes stories are like that?
Scissors.
Stop it. Oh, kind scissors. I need. My kind scissors, I need.